Cam Westhead is the NDP candidate for Banff Cochrane in the upcoming provincial election. He joins me on the program. How are you doing today?
I'm doing really well, thanks.
So let's start off. What do you think is one of the biggest issues facing the Banff Cochrane riding right now?
Flood mitigation and dam safety. The Auditor General report that just got released, it really clearly showed that the PCs are not to be trusted when it comes to these areas. They don't have updated flood risk mapping. They don't have any documentation on their inspections or regulations. And the PCs don't even know how many dams are in the province. Banff Cochrane is home to a lot of dams here, and we also got really hit hard by the flood, so it's important that we should act on the Auditor General's recommendations to ensure that we're protecting Albertans.
So all parties seem to agree that we need to wean ourselves off dependency on oil revenues to balance our books, but everyone seems to have a different idea how to do it. What's the NDP's position on this?
The PCs are telling us that we should get off the oil roller coaster, but they're the ones that built the roller coaster. The Alberta NDP and Rachel Notley, we're going to implement fairness in our taxation system by bringing in a true progressive income tax structure, raising corporate taxes to 12%, and ensuring that Albertans are getting the best value from our natural resources through the creation of a Resource Owners' Rights Commission. We're also going to stop the fire sale of our resources that the PCs have initiated, and we're going to start rewarding businesses that are creating upgrading and refining jobs here at home in Alberta. This is going to ensure that we have a stable revenue base, and that way we can keep strong public services that Albertans deserve and can rely on.
The fate of the flood-damaged Canadasskis Golf Course has been back in the news recently. What's the NDP's plans for that area?
Yeah, the NDP is calling on the Auditor General to investigate that secret deal that the government signed with the private operators of the course. CanAlta has been making really significant political donations to the PCs, and the shareholders of that corporation have really close ties to the party. The deal might even be a contravention of their own rules regarding competitiveness in awarding contracts. Whether the course remains as a golf course or gets returned to its natural state, the fact is that this is land that belongs to all Albertans and really should remain in the public's trust. Land that rightly belongs to all of us shouldn't be sold to private operators, especially in provincial parks.
No, you've touched on this a little bit, but how would you rate the province's response to the 2013 floods and flood recovery?
I've heard from voters at the doorstep that even to this day, people are still really frustrated with the PCs on closing the outstanding DRP files. It's really shameful that so much of the public money went into the golf course, and thousands of Albertans are still waiting for flood relief, and it's almost been 2 years since that event. By not updating the flood risk maps and allowing development in the known floodplains to occur in the first place, the PCs have put Albertans' lives and properties at risk, and that's just wrong.
The idea of some sort of provincial resort levy, similar to what is done in British Columbia, has been championed by our local municipal governments for years as a way to pay for infrastructure used by tourists who don't contribute to our tax base. Are you in support of an idea or this idea?
Yeah, for years the PCs have put their own political interests at the top of the infrastructure list, and by doing that, they've really starved municipalities of the funding that they really need. They've even broken their promises with respect to the MSI funding. The NDP thinks it's time to end the political games that are often deciding when and where shovels actually hit the ground. The Ethics Commissioner, just as an example, found that Jim Prentice's handpicked, unelected education minister used his office in the by-election for quote-unquote blatant political opportunism to help his election campaign. The NDP is going to put families first. What we're going to do is create what's called a public infrastructure sunshine list, and that shows how schools and hospitals and projects are going to get prioritized so that Albertans can see what the priorities of the government really are.
How would you work to keep a connection with your constituents if you were elected and bring their concerns before the legislature?
I kind of watch the proceedings in the legislature like most people pay attention to hockey. I really can't wait to stand up and fight for my constituents in the assembly and be part of that process. As a registered nurse, my practice centers around listening to people and working collaboratively with them and undertaking collaborative problem solving. Meeting with people and helping them work towards a solution is one of the things that I find most rewarding as a nurse. I plan to use a wide variety of communication tools to connect with constituents, things like social and mainstream media, blogging, holding town halls, face-to-face stakeholder meetings, and meetings with interest groups as well. So far, my campaign's use of social media and mainstream media has already proven to voters how dedicated I am to staying in touch with them.
Name an issue that we haven't really discussed yet that you feel strongly about.
Well, the NDP feels like we should act like owners and deliver better value from our natural resources. And the way we would do that is by promoting upgrading and refining of those resources here at home. We're going to establish what's called a Resource Owners' Rights Commission, and they will undertake a comprehensive review of Alberta's approach to resource development. The commission's going to work to recommend a royalty structure that rewards the upgrading and refining of our resources. This is going to create jobs, and we've also got a job creation tax credit that we will use to help promote job creation here in Alberta. We will be acting on that issue within the first year of the new legislature. The bottom line is the PCs are in deep trouble. People are looking at Rachel Notley and the NDP for the leadership that matters.
Cam Westhead, the NDP candidate for Banff-Cochrane. Election, of course, May 5th is the big date. Thanks for joining me on the show today.
Thank you.